Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
Have you ever found yourself at a crossroads? Wondering which path to take? In a world filled with choices and distractions, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. But what if I told you that there's a guiding light, a compass that can lead you through the darkest of nights and the stormiest of seas? My dear friends, that light is none other than our Almighty God. In Matthew 6, verse 33, Jesus says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Today, we will embark on a journey of faith, exploring the profound truth that when we put God over everything, our lives will be transformed in ways we never thought possible. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, when we align our lives with God's word and put him first, we find clarity, purpose, and direction. As it says in Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." When we trust in the Lord completely, we can rest assured that he will guide us through every decision, every challenge, and every season of life. His wisdom is perfect, his love is unwavering, and his plans for us are good. So let us fix our eyes on him, and let us walk in the path that he has set before us. Now, let us explore the power of prioritizing God. My friends, when we prioritize God in our lives, we tap into a source of strength and wisdom that surpasses our own understanding. It's like plugging into an infinite power source that never runs dry. The Bible tells us in Philippians 4, verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." When we put God first, we are no longer limited by our own abilities or circumstances. We become empowered to face any challenge, overcome any obstacle, and achieve the impossible. Prioritizing God means making him the center of our lives, the foundation upon which we build everything else. It means seeking His will above our own desires and aligning our thoughts, words, and actions with His word. When we do this, we experience a profound shift in our perspective. Suddenly, the things that once seemed so important, the pursuits of wealth, status, or pleasure, will pale in comparison to the joy and fulfillment that comes from walking in obedience to God. It may not seem like it at first, and in fact, you may be tempted to think that prioritizing God is a loss. But I can assure you of this. When you walk in obedience to God's will, there is absolutely no comparison. If you're putting God first and have yet to experience this joy and fulfillment, just stick with Him. In His perfect timing, you will begin to see manifestations in your life. But prioritizing God isn't always easy. In a world that constantly vies for our attention and tempts us with countless distractions, it takes intentional effort and discipline to keep God at the forefront of our lives. It requires us to make daily choices, to say no to the things that pull us away from Him, and yes, to the things that draw us closer. It means carving out time for prayer, studying His word, and surrounding ourselves with other believers who can encourage and support us in our faith journey. The beauty of prioritizing God is that it doesn't just benefit us. It also impacts those around us. When we live our lives in a way that honors and glorifies God, we become a light in a dark world. We become a testament to the transformative power of His love and grace. As Jesus says in Matthew 5, verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." So, my dear friends, I encourage you today to make a commitment to prioritize God in your life. Start each day by dedicating yourself to Him, seeking His guidance and wisdom in all that you do. Trust that as you put Him first, He will direct your steps and lead you into the abundant life He has planned for you. Remember, prioritizing God isn't about striving for perfection or earning His love and favor. It's about surrendering our lives to Him, acknowledging our need for His grace, and allowing Him to work in and through us. As we do this, we will experience the power of His presence in our lives, and we will witness the incredible things He can do when we give Him first place. When we prioritize God, we find that our priorities begin to align with His. We start to see the world through His eyes, and our desires begin to reflect His heart. We become more compassionate, more loving, and more eager to serve others. We find joy in the simple things, and we develop a deep sense of contentment that comes from knowing we are living in accordance with His will. Prioritizing God also means trusting Him in every aspect of our lives. It means surrendering our fears, our worries, and our doubts to Him, knowing that He is in control and that His plans for us are good. As it says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, "For I know the plan."
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit EnduranceWarranty.com. EnduranceWarranty.com.
As I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. When we put God first, we can face the challenges of life with confidence and courage. We know that no matter what storms may come our way, He is with us, guiding us and protecting us. We can rest in the assurance that He will never leave us nor forsake us, and that His love for us is unshakable and eternal. So, my friends, let us make the choice today to prioritize God in every area of our lives. Let us seek His face, listen for His voice, and follow His leading. Let us trust Him with our dreams, our plans, and our future, knowing that He has great things in store for those who love Him and put Him first. As we embark on this journey of faith, let us remember the words of Jesus in Matthew 6, verses 33 to 34. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Let us fix our eyes on Him and watch as He transforms our lives in ways we never thought possible. Let us now seek to understand the peace that comes from trusting in God's plan. When we put our trust in God and His plan for our lives, we experience a peace that surpasses all understanding. It's a peace that anchors us in the midst of life's storms, a peace that reminds us that we are never alone, and that our lives are in the hands of a loving and sovereign God. As the scripture says in Isaiah 26, verse 3, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." Trusting in God's plan means letting go of our own agenda and surrendering to His will. It means acknowledging that His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. It means believing that even when we don't understand what's happening in our lives, God is working behind the scenes, orchestrating everything for our good and His glory. When we trust in God's plan, we find freedom from the burden of worry and anxiety. We no longer feel the need to control every aspect of our lives, because we know that God is in control. We can rest in the assurance that He is working all things together for our good, even when we can't see the bigger picture. Trusting in God's plan also means being patient and waiting on His timing. It means resisting the urge to rush ahead or take matters into our own hands, and instead being still and knowing that He is God. As Psalm 37 verses 5 to 7 reminds us, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him." When we trust in God's plan, we find the courage to step out in faith, even when the path ahead seems uncertain. we can boldly pursue the dreams and callings He has placed on our hearts, knowing that He will equip us with everything we need along the way. We can face the challenges and obstacles that come our way with confidence, knowing that God is our strength and our shield. Trusting in God's plan doesn't mean that life will always be easy or that we will never face difficulties. But it does mean that we can face those difficulties with a sense of peace and assurance, knowing that God is with us every step of the way. It means believing that He will never give us more than we can handle, and that He will always provide a way of escape. As we learn to trust in God's plan, we begin to see the world through a different lens. We start to recognize the hand of God at work in our lives, even in the small and seemingly insignificant details. We develop a deeper appreciation for His goodness and faithfulness, and we find ourselves marveling at the intricacy of His plans. So, my dear friends, I encourage you today to surrender your plans and your future to God. Trust that He has a perfect plan for your life, a plan that is far better than anything you could imagine or devise on your own. Lean into His love and His grace and allow Him to guide your steps and direct your path. Remember, trusting in God's plan doesn't mean that we sit back and do nothing. It means that we actively seek His will and His guidance, and that we step out in faith and obedience when He calls us to action. It means being willing to take risks and make sacrifices, knowing that He will never leave us or forsake us. And let us now turn our attention to the purpose we discover when we surrender our lives to God. When we surrender our lives to God, we discover a purpose that is greater than ourselves. We realize that we were created for more than just the pursuit of our own happiness and comfort. We were created to know God, to love Him, and to serve Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. As the Bible says in Colossians 1 verse 16, "For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him." Surrendering our lives to God means letting go of our own plans and desires and embracing the plans and desires that He has for us. It means recognizing that our lives are not our own, but that we belong to Him, and that our purpose is to glorify Him in all that we do. As Galatians 2 verse 20 reminds us, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." When we surrender our lives to God, we find freedom from the endless pursuit of self-fulfillment and the constant striving for recognition and approval. We discover that true joy and satisfaction come not from the approval of others or the accumulation of material possessions, but from living in obedience to God and being used by Him for His purposes. Surrendering our lives to God also means being willing to go wherever He leads us and do whatever He asks of us. It means being open to His calling on our lives, even if it means stepping out of our comfort zone or taking a path that seems risky or unconventional. As the scripture says in Isaiah 6 verse 8, "Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' Then I said, 'Here am I, send me.'" When we surrender our lives to God, we find that He has a unique and specific purpose for each one of us. He has given us gifts, talents, and passions that are meant to be used for His glory and the advancement of His kingdom. We discover that we are part of a larger story, a story that is unfolding throughout history and will culminate in the return of Christ and the establishment of His eternal kingdom. When we surrender our lives to God, we find that He is faithful to guide us and direct us every step of the way. He gives us wisdom and discernment to make decisions that align with His will, and He provides us with the strength and courage to persevere in the face of challenges and obstacles. Proverbs 16, verse 3 tells us, "Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established." This profound piece of wisdom teaches us that when we dedicate our actions to the Lord, He not only guides our deeds, but also aligns our thoughts with His divine will. In doing so, we are granted a sense of purpose and direction, anchoring our lives in the stability and clarity of God's eternal plan. So, my friends, I encourage you today to surrender your life to God. Give Him your hopes, your dreams, your fears, and your failures. Trust that He has a purpose and a plan for your life that is far greater than anything you could imagine. Allow Him to mold you and shape you into the person He created you to be, and watch as He uses you in mighty ways for His glory. Remember, surrendering our lives to God is not a one-time event, but a daily choice. It means waking up each morning and dedicating ourselves to Him anew, seeking His will and His guidance in all that we do. It means being willing to lay down our own desires and preferences and being open to the leading of the Holy Spirit. As we surrender our lives to God, let us hold fast to the promise found in Romans 12, verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let us allow God to transform us from the inside out, and let us discover the incredible purpose and plan that He has for each one of us. My dear friends, I want to encourage you to hold fast to the truth that putting God over everything is the key to unlocking the abundant life that He has in store for you. When we prioritize Him, trust in His plan, and surrender our lives to Him, we discover a peace, purpose, and power that is beyond anything that this world can offer. So, I urge you today to make the choice to put God over everything in your life. Seek Him first in all that you do, and trust that He will lead you into the abundant life that He has promised. Surrender your hopes, your dreams, and your future to Him, and watch as He transforms your life right before your eyes. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before You with a heart filled with awe and reverence. You are the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Alpha and the Omega, He that was and is to come. Your name is above every name, and You are all-powerful. I praise You for Your infinite wisdom, Your everlasting love, and Your unwavering faithfulness. You are the Creator of the heavens and the earth, sustainer of all life, and the Redeemer of my soul. I exalt You, O Lord, for You alone are worthy of all honor, glory, and praise. Father, I thank You for the gift of salvation and for the sacrifice of Your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. I am grateful for Your daily provisions and daily benefits. I am forever grateful for Your grace, mercy, and forgiveness. I confess my sins before You, Lord, and I ask for Your forgiveness. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and create in me a clean heart. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me. Lord, I declare I put you over everything in my life as I seek your will and your kingdom first. I declare that you are the foundation upon which I build my life, and I trust in your perfect plan for me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind every distraction and hindrance that would seek to pull me away from you. And I rebuke every lie of the enemy that would seek to diminish your place in my life. I pray, Lord, that you would fill me with your peace, your joy, and your presence. I trust in you completely, knowing that you are working all things together for my good. Give me the courage to step out in faith, to follow your leading, even when the path ahead seems uncertain. I declare that I am more than a conqueror through Christ who gives me strength. And I claim victory over every challenge and obstacle that comes my way. Father, I pray for healing in every area of my life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every attack of the enemy against my health, my relationships, and my purpose. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. I thank you, Lord, for your protection and your provision, and I pray that you would surround me with your favor as with a shield. Lord, I also lift up my loved ones to you. I pray that you would bless them abundantly, that you would guide their steps and direct their paths. I ask that you would protect them from all harm and danger, and that you would draw them closer to you each and every day. May they, too, discover the joy and fulfillment that comes from putting you first in their lives. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, united in faith, believing that you are within our midst. We claim victory over every challenge and struggle we face, declaring that we are overcomers through the blood of Jesus. We receive your healing touch, your peace that surpasses all understanding, and your strength to persevere. Lord, deliver us from all evil and lead us away from temptation. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit and use us for your glory. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.